audio courtesy of ESPN. Good morning, Tone.
Hey, Kenny.
This was a little bit of fun last night. Carl Ravage took a shot at the Guardians, but, you know.
Why would he do
nothing,
such a thing?
Nothing worse than what any fan has said here over the last couple
of
weeks.
Why would he do such a thing?
Well, it was, you know, Junior Caminero was in the finals of the Home Run Derby, and I think he said something to the effect of, I think they're regretting it now, trading him away. Which, yeah, that was the one they wear. That was definitely one they wear. That happens. You know, you're going to have that. We, in the words of Mike Pettine, you know, we are in the words of Kevin Stefanski, we own that, and, you know, we'll move on and we get better from it. We'll try to get better from it. We'll see whether or not they do.
You would think, especially in that sport, in baseball, as opposed to, like, in the NBA, when you trade, the guys are such known commodities when they are traded, even if they don't play all that much.
Yeah.
The people that cover the league, they know every single guy in the league inside and out. And so when there is a trade like that, it's under the microscope so much from moment one when there is a trade. In baseball, there are so many trades of guys that you've never heard of that are prospects,
yep,
that even guys that are in the league, mm-hmm, that have started to build a reputation. And then oftentimes it's just forgot about. It's just whatever. And so now this is going to be one that's going to come up because he's, you know, playing in the most games he's played in. He's a regular everyday player. And not only that, he's got 23 home runs. And then he's, you know, on national television last night with everybody watching.
So
home run derby.
There was another thing that happened with him where there was a 17-year-old Sam Musterer. And it's in the Athletic article. Usually it would just say unknown kid, but the Athletic wrote about it. So, I mean, might as well. He gave an interview.
We know the whole background
of the kid. An interview. Sam Musterer, whose father is the official scorer of the Atlanta Braves, which is, by the way, a tougher job than you think. Mm-hmm. It's a very, Owen knows, you know that.
I would much rather my child's name be out than people know that I'm the official scorer.
You deal with a lot of people glaring at you as an official scorer. It's a much more difficult job than a lot of us realize.
It's thankless.
Yeah. Like the first time I ever did it, they were like, hey, they like came to me when I was with the now Rubber Ducks, formerly the Arrows. Hey, can you official score today? And I'm like, yeah, fine. They were like, oh, thank God. Okay. Like they looked at me like they were really putting me out. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like official scoring and immediately like second inning. That needs to be changed. Well, no, it's
not the official score.
It's an error. He booted it all over the place. That needs to be changed. I go, I'm not changing it. And it was like that. We were playing like Binghamton. It was their play-by-play guy, who's a nice guy. The guy was miserable. He hated it.
He's probably also somewhere in the PR department.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're doing it all.
Because I told you when we were in, I've told you this story before. I might have said it on the air. When I was in Portland, or we were on the road in Portland, Maine, and there was, I want to say it was John Drennan hit a hot shot, like the same situation. Hot shot towards third. Guy bobbles it a little bit, but it stays in front. And they wanted to count it for a hit. And the official scorer counted it for an error. And the guy is actually the trainer for the Guardians now. He was the trainer then. And he was like, hey, you need to argue for that. You need to go in there and argue for that. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, you need to get in there and argue and make that a hit. And I'm like, really? And he's texting me like, yes, get in there next inning and argue for that and make that a hit. Okay.
Yeah.
And I go in there, I'm like, hey, and it was like this crotchety old New England man. Like he was not drinking ginger ale and what do you want from me? Like that type of thing. And I'm like, have a good day. And I walked back. I was like, hey, man.
Not saying anything.
I went in there and I fought for it.
I pled my case.
Just want to say you guys got a nice little ballpark here. A lot of fun. And I left it. I'm like texting him going, yeah, man, he told me to bleep off. Like, da-da-da-da-da. Like, I
was unwavering.
They were.
Stubborn old man.
They fight for that stuff. So Sam Musterer, whose father is the official scorer of the Atlanta Braves, and I believe does Georgia Tech games, mm-hmm, as well, according to the article, he robbed a home run over in left field of Junior Caminero. Here's the play.
Junior, a line shot.
Got a chance. Oh, he stopped.
Oh,
they counted it, though. They did.
They counted it.
The umpire counted.
counted it.
Good, because that was a home run, it looks like, over the wall that was robbed.
It disrupted Caminero as well.
Yeah, you can't. Oh, man, that's tough.
What appeared to be a home run robbery, and everybody in the ballpark is looking at it, as is Major League Baseball.
Good job by him to get out there. Hey, listen, they're kids at the end of the day. As long as they got it right, they did. They got it right. That's fine.
Audio courtesy ESPN.
But they didn't get it right.
Well, it was a home run. It was a home. Well, they robbed it a home run. They called it a home run.
It was Torrey Hunter and Barry Bonds all over again. It was the same play.
He caught the ball. No home run. If I were the official score, I'd say no humdinger. Sorry.
Mr. Bell.
Boy, I got to tell you.
Home run's a home run. And it means you got to get it way over. If someone robs you, they rob you.
Yeah. I definitely saw the replay of this after a long day at golf out there. Shout out to Austin Carr.
Yeah, you were in the Austin Carr outing. Well done.
But when I saw this at first, because I saw the headline, robbed him of a home run in The Athletic. I'm like, oh, I bet people are really mad. And then it said, no, you know, the umpires came out and then they decided it was a home run. And then I watched the replay and I'm like, boy, could the home run derby be spiced up a bit if you put a bunch of kids out there who are trying to rob them of home runs? I think it would be awesome. Then the kids would be running into each other. Well, derby in the outfield.
Where does it stop though, Anthony? Do we have pogo sticks out there now?
Good. I mean, let's add some elements.
Giant gloves.
You had Pat McAfee out there in the shirtless jersey that the commissioner gave him. And he was talking about Kyle Raleigh having the biggest ass in baseball, which people were complaining about that. Can I do like a quick media thing real quick?
Okay.
People were complaining about Pat McAfee. And it's like, guys, it's like him and Stephen A. Smith are the only ones there with a bunch of personality. Like Chris Berman, I would love Chris Berman to be there. I know it was their last, broadcast of the Home Run Derby because ESPN is just swearing away baseball. It would have been cool to have Chris Berman doing the play-by-play of it, but that was a guy who had all the personality in the world. Mm-hmm. And
stories on stories on stories. Then you could just go.
Yes, and then you have, I'm sorry, like Carl Ravitch doesn't really, I'm sure he's a solid man and broadcaster, but it's pretty dry. Same thing with Eduardo Perez and basically everybody else out there. So it's a home run derby, and before it was for 20-something years, 30 years, it was just baked in. Here's Chris Berman. He's got enough personality to carry it, but also has the gravitas of play-by-play that he could take care of all that stuff. And now you got one guy who has a personality that they throw onto everything because he's the only one that does. So you're kind of putting him – I can't rip on him if you're putting him in a spot where he's not the very best at, right? Can't go rip it on Pat McAfee for that. It's like, hey, the paycheck's the paycheck. You're there.
It's just that.
Go out there and do it.
If that is not, you know,
your specialty.
If you are not into what McAfee brings to the table, because he's going to be very polarizing.
Yes.
If you're not into it, it's a total turnoff. And because he's been given such a platform, I certainly can understand why people, like, I think he's
fun. Former NFL punter, too. I mean, he's a football guy.
Yes, true. So he's crossing over to do baseball. He's got to be really good at this for you to want, you know, to be entertained by him. And if you don't like Pat McAfee, and let's say there are a bunch of baseball people out there that don't even like football. Like, I bet you there were people watching last night that like, stop shoving football down my throat. We get it.
Yeah.
We get it all the time. People... Yeah. Telling us, and so how do you think they felt where they're like, finally, we get some baseball guy. Oh, a punter. Oh, of course they had to put a punter from the NFL because he's not overexposed enough. Like, I could see them saying that.
Well, again, you pay him enough money, it's him, like, you're going to put him on all these things. And I'm not going to blame a guy for taking any money and trying to do the best job he did. I don't think he was half-assing it, but
Was he good?
I thought he was.
Or was he just cutting promos?
No, he was him. He was him. So anything he does, he's going to do his thing, and people are either going to like it or they're not going to like it. So, and I think that definitely what Lima said.
It was during intros, and intros are supposed to be overhyped, right?
Yes, like,
that's what he does. He's the wrestling guy now. Yeah. And
it is in so many ways. It is what it is, which is a terrible thing to say about anything. But yeah, there was definitely a lot of baseball people who wanted to see Home Run Derby in its classic sense, which you're really not going to get anymore. And he's the only, like, Carl Ravitch is not going to bring enough zeal to the broadcast
At the Home Run Derby party that I attended last night.
I was going to ask how long was everybody up last night?
Oh, way too long. We had one for some of the boys on our baseball team. One of the moms hosted it. And
that was awesome.
They drew names out of a bucket, and that was your guy, right?
Like, okay.
You had to follow him.
That's fun.
Yeah. One of the sisters won the main prize.
Good.
So it was good, but yeah, the kids did not care that Pat McAfee was yelling or that Carl Ravage wasn't Chris Berman. Like, that stuff didn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, now he's been away from it for a while. I guess the kids wouldn't know about Chris Berman.
Do they?
They're 11. They don't know.
Oh, they wouldn't know at all.
And really, baseball, like, it's not like they've been paying a bunch of attention. We don't sit down and go, Sunday night baseball's on the TV, guys. Gather around.
Did it flow last night, or did it go way too long?
Oh, I guess it was flowing, but it was still too long. It's because they start at 8.
Yeah.
Well, they start.
I felt the same way you do.
I don't know when they actually start hitting baseballs. So it's past 8 before they start hitting baseballs.
Oh, yeah, I figured that. So we're talking home run derbies over 3 hours.
Yeah.
That is a long time to crown a freaking home run derby champ.
Yeah. Well.
Especially when it's the same thing.
And I still feel like it's sped up compared to Josh Hamilton hit like 57 home runs one year. That went into midnight.
Oh. It was, well, at least the good thing for baseball, at least the guy who everybody wanted to see and everybody wanted to root for won. I mean, Kyle Raleigh has taken. I mean, when I was out there for a game, the fans just gravitated. And now he's having this incredible season as a catcher. Where I mean, he's a switch hitting catcher for crying out loud, and he's doing all this. He is a star that a lot of people love. And the story with his dad, I think, throwing to him, and his brother who was catching.
His brother, who's 15, was catching.
Who is taller than him.
Todd Sr. and Todd Jr., and Cal is not named after Todd, but the 15-year-old.
Can you ask about the dumper for the 15-year-old? Does he have a burgeoning dumper as well?
I don't know. He is, you know what? I'm going to wait for a while, and then I will discuss dumpers on the family of Kyle Raleigh there. I'm going to wait a few years.
Because that seems to be the only thing people seem to be talking about. Because a few days ago, we were like kind of dancing around it on the air. Like, what do they call him?
Yeah,
can we even say that? And then last night, I guess, they made it the focal point.
He is a, let's call it what it is. He is a voluptuous man.
Yes. He's got some curves.
He has
to generate power from somewhere.
Yes. Yeah. And he's able to generate power, and he's just a fun personality that everybody loves. So I'm glad, like, the star of the show.
Cause they don't let you use the cream in the clear anymore. Yeah, so you got to start.
You got to have some cushion for the pushing home runs out of them. Thank you very much. Yes, cushion for the pushing the home runs out there. But it was the star that everybody wanted to see. I thought that. The Sam Kidd robbing the home run was funny. I agree with you. I don't think it should have counted. I know they counted it to take heat off the 17-year-old kid because we don't want – it wouldn't have been Steve Bartman because it's the home run derby for crying out loud, but you never can tell on this stuff. So it's like just give the kid the home run, give Junior Canyonero the home run, and let that worry about it. But I thought overall it was it's fun. The split screen can be a little bit much because they're going so fast, but other than that, it was – I had fun watching it last night. I thought it was a good final performance from ESPN or whatever. Are they going to have it on Fox next year? I mean, the All-Star game's tonight on Fox.
It's got to be, right?
I would assume.
I hope so.
Has the home run derby, in your estimation, always been like on par with the NBA stuff or ahead?
I think it's ahead. Home runs are timeless. When I watch, like, I've defended the dunk contest. The dunk contest just isn't done by stars anymore.
Yeah.
But I defend the dunk contest because I go, you know, it's hard to be creative and do this stuff, dunking a basketball. Like, where the league started when I was first born and started watching basketball to where it is now, where a guy like Michael Jordan from the free throw line was a big deal. And now you got guys like, you had guys jumping over cars, over boom mics, hopping over people's heads, that type of thing. Like, they're trying to be as creative as possible, and people rip it every single year. Where home run derby is the same thing it's been for 100 years. Home run derby is the same thing. Remember the old TV show on Classic Sports?
Black and white, Harmon Killebrew.
Yes, and they did it at the other Wrigley Field out in Los Angeles. And you, like, home run derby is timeless. Long balls, people love. It's all it is glorified batting practice, but America loves it, and I can't help it.
You mentioned, though, about in the NBA, the stars aren't doing the dunk contest.
Yeah. This is a star. Kyle Rowley's a star.
Well, where was Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani last night?
I think that's one of the criticisms. Well, you had Jazz Chisholm.
They're the two biggest dudes.
Yeah, Jazz Chisholm.
How are they not in the home run
after
derby?
Every time that Jazz Chisholm hit one straight to the grass, they would show Aaron Judge.
Yep.
Every single time.
He had three. Jazz Chisholm had three home runs last night.
So Judge has not participated in the home run derby since 2017. Isn't that a problem?
They don't want to, quote unquote, mess up their... Well, Aaron Judge will get hurt doing it, for all we know. I mean, those guys, very brittle. But yeah, we don't have stars doing it. Plus,
why didn't they have Shohei Ohtani pitching in the home run derby?
Okay, that might be a little bit fun.